We're joined now by Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Kim, let's dive right in and talk about the impact of harvest on wheat prices.
Well, normally when you get into harvest, wheat prices will, we call it take a dive, they'll go down. They've been relatively stable. You look at Medford, they're up $10.90. Perrington, Texas, up around $11. You come down in southern Oklahoma, Snyder, Altus, $10.35. Probably not as good a quality of wheat down in that area. And when you get up to Weatherford in north central Oklahoma, around $10.70. If you look back over the last couple of weeks, the wheat price has been relatively stable. You know, you go back into March, it was ranged from $10.25 to $11.25, got up to $13.30. But the last couple of weeks, it's just been in a 25 to 30 cent range, right under $11 a bushel.
What are some of the reasons why we're seeing these historical highs?
I think it's mostly changes in demand, our wheat use. I think production's had some impact. And then, of course, you've got to get into the ending stocks issue and the Russian-Ukraine war.
Dive a little bit more into production changes. We've talked about it over time, but now we can kind of summarize it, I guess.
Well, I think we need to go back to around 2013. Then you had Ukraine and Russia, Romania, Belarus, Pakistan. They were all increasing production. World production was at 26.3 billion bushels. It went up each year until we got to 28 billion bushels in 17. 2018 started the move to these higher prices. We had a short crop at 26.9 billion bushels, and the last 3 years have been right at 28.5 plus or minus 100 million or so in that.
So how does consumption then compare to wheat production?
Well, when you go back to 13, you had production at 26.3. Consumption or use was at 25.4 billion bushels. Use went up each year. We got into 2017, it was 27.2 billion bushels. A short crop in 18, you remember 26.9, consumption held relatively stable. And then as we got into 19, 20, 21, and 22, consumption increased to up around 28.9 billion bushels, a little less than that a couple years. Consumption increased dramatically during the last 3 years, 18, 19, and 20, and going into 22 now.
So in terms of prices again, how long do you think they will hold at this level?
Well, the point is we didn't get to these prices overnight, and it's just not one thing, the Russian-Ukraine war that caused it. Look at the ending stocks situation. You go back to 13, world ending stock 7.2 billion bushels. Within 4 years, 2016, up to 9.8 billion. In 18, remember we had a short crop, it held relatively stable. By 2019, we were up to 11 billion bushels. We've came down a little bit. This year we're looking at 9.8. I think when we're looking at ending stocks, you've got to look at 2016, 9.8 billion, and 2022, 9.8 billion. Now, if you're looking at price, go back to 13, we had $6.90 average annual price for wheat for 2013. By 2016, we were down to $3.89 for an average annual price. It wandered around in $4 to $5 until we got into that 18-19 period. We had the short crop came in that helped us with price and set the stage for COVID. COVID came in, it messed up the whole transportation system domestically, the importers, ocean freight. And that drove up price. Plus, it changed the market situation where the importers were starting to buy ahead and hoard the product, and that increased our use numbers there and resulted in higher prices. Then we got into 22, Russia invaded Ukraine. That took about a third of our wheat off the market for a while, and that set the situation for these high prices. It's taken a long time to get over COVID, the COVID impact, and it's going to take a long time to get over the Russian impact. Long story short, it's going to take a while to get these prices to go back down.
All righty, Kim, lots of great analysis there. We appreciate you sorting it out, and we'll see you next week.